Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Your host, Greg, will have smart discussions with friends, experts, and thought leaders on customer experience, transformation, and leadership. Please follow this podcast on your preferred platform. I am sure you will enjoy the next episode with the guest I selected for you. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight it's really a special night because I will have a special discussion together with Stacy Sherman. She's a great person, an outstanding leader, and I really appreciate that she said yes again to join my podcast. Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I am fantastic because I am with you today.
You are so nice. Thank you very much. I'm really thrilled to kick off this discussion and learning more about doing CX right and humanizing businesses through customer experience. And I'm super keen to learn a bit more about your journeys because you had some news in the past months that we can share also together with the audience. But let's start. Stacy, could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Stacy Sherman, known for doing customer experience right. And that means so much that we can spend an hour just on that topic. But you can really find me talking a lot about it on stages, my own podcast by the same name, Doing CX Right, and teaching workshops and writing about it because there's no reason for bad experiences as a customer and as an employee who delivers customer excellence. So I'm eager to end the bad, frustrating experiences.
That's really great. And to the audience, please post it podcast now and go and follow Stacy podcast because I listen to a lot of podcast episodes and few full podcasts. And your is one of them. I really listen to every episode and I really like and enjoy the passion, the quality of the discussion. Doing CX Right is really a great episode, and it's where I would like at some point in time to get with the quality and what you are sharing. And therefore, I'm super happy. But what I know is that you launched something new in the last few days. The podcast we release now, it's 13th of February, but we release in March. Could you please share that?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. So LinkedIn Learning has a library of courses, and now one of mine is in there that just launched and will be continue to add value to businesses, really about how do you gain customer loyalty through doing agent experience right. And while it's about customer service agent and how you keep them engaged and feeling value to pay CX forward, it also applies to all employees, all staff, all front lines. So I want people to understand that it does talk about agent experience, but it is applicable to all your employees and workforce.
Thank you. And I really suggest to the audience to have a look at this course, buy the course and do it because you will learn a lot. That's clear. Please do that and you will take a chance to learn something new. Stacy, I would like to learn more about you. Which values drive you in life?
Oh, there's so many. I will pick one word, two words. One is loyalty and commitment. And that stems from bruises of my past because I did not grow up with some of that. And so why do we do what we do, as Simon Sinek talks about? It does stem from stories and our experiences. And so I am so passionate about that and really get so sad when people leave and abandon. And loyalty is a hard thing to gain and keep. And so I found a way to make my professional life align to that.
Thank you very much, Stacy. And now let's really start this game, doing CX right, humanizing businesses. You already mentioned that you spoke about employee experiences. Could you share some practices that you know you already used to improve employee engagement?
Yes. So in all my jobs over the past 25 years in different industries, it's really about getting the basics right. If you want your staff to feel valued and engaged and committed and loyal, you've got to treat them in the way that they want to be treated. You need to sit down with each person and ask them what's important to them, because money is not always the case. I also am a proponent of community. Create a community for them. And one of the things that was so valuable in my last employment was we created almost like a Facebook community within the company and allowed for peer-to-peer education and peer-to-peer support, not just from the headquarters staff. And here's the game changer. If you do not provide the community for them, they will go create it themselves and not let you in. It's a fact.
Oh, yes. It's incredible, because I really like this idea of communities. You know my background, the background that I have in this discussion and my passion, but that's something that I really faced a few days ago. I saw a man that I never so knew. I don't know him, but he has one specific logo on the scarf, and it was from my preferred soccer team. And he had one question. And then for me, what's clear, I need to help you. I need to give him guidance. And this is the feeling of being part of a community without knowing each other. And it's clear it's not like in a company, but it gives this feeling, yes, I want to help you because we have something in common. And it's really incredible.
Yes. And I want to add that what I said before around people don't want to always go to the corporate headquarter personnel, right? They want to hear from each other. They want feet on the street, support, and topics and sharing. And that's where I say that by providing a community, the platform, the tools, the ability, that keeps them loyal and happier. So I hope people can understand it's not hard to create.
Exactly. And I think perhaps this is the first or the second step in humanizing business. Why is it so important to humanize businesses?
Because there's so much focus on profitability. There's so much focus on process over people. And I know businesses, we're in business, right? We know that there's got to be dollars and cash at the end of the day. However, you can do that and create fulfillment for people as customers and employees. As one of my favorite books of Both and Thinking, you can do both. And so unless we're teaching and educating and helping leaders realize it's not an either or scenario, but both and, then we all win. Whatever hat we're wearing at as a customer of brand or as a leader, an employee of a brand.
And I think what you are saying to build on that, it's not process before people, but nowadays it's technology before processes and before people. Because there are a lot of company outside trying to sell their technology without knowing the processes, without knowing the people in there, and they want to sell this standard solution. And we know, yes, some companies have some similarities, but at the end, every company is different. It's in a different phase, it's a different maturity level, and therefore it's extremely important to think about the people in these companies. And perhaps, what's your suggestion, or as a leader, what are you doing, what you did for the people in the company?
Well, first of all, sit with them. Be there as they're doing the job. Help them. Walk in their shoes. If you're in a contact center or you're an agent, go take some calls. You know, be the undercover boss, and actually not undercover too. And show people that you're not too big for any job and that you literally understand their role, so that you can mentor and you can coach and be there without guessing and imagining what it's like for them.
We are moving to this extremely important topic, leadership. And that's the suggestion that you are giving, is, are the one from that senior leaders also give to people. What's the role of leadership, and how can leadership impact this positive culture within a company?
Mm. Well, there is no employee and there's no customer without really good leadership. And over time, I've seen people put in leadership roles just because it's their turn in the promotion ladder, but they've never been trained for it. They've never been coached. And that's important for expecting leaders to be able to perform at really high levels. You've got to equip them. Now, let's go into that they are trained and are ready for the role. It's important that they are the glue to the team. They are the glue to the other parts of the organization that are typically in silos. That is so important because it's hard to change big, monstrous companies. But as leaders, you can put yourself in a position to be the glue who unifies the different roles and departments and responsibilities. So that's one thing. And the other thing I'm really passionate about, because it's in our control, communication. There's so many communication breakdowns with all the stakeholders among your own team. So leadership is also making sure that communication is really tight, it's consistent, and it's best in class. That's in our control.
And perhaps you are a leader, but you were also, you had leaders or mentors. What was the best leadership advice you received in the past?
Well, I'm going to pick one that is not what people would expect, because it was a really bad leadership style and I learned the most from it. And that is, I was really in a bind trying to achieve a goal for the team, and there were hurdles and roadblocks, just like in soccer. And I went to my boss and I said, look, I've tried solution A, B, C, D, and I'm not getting anywhere because of legit reasons. And I knew that if he would help me remove some of those roadblocks, even just because he had the title and some of the clout, we would all get to the goal faster. And so what he said to me was, no, he said, go figure it out. And I really hated him for that at that time. But what happened over time in every role and every challenge that comes my way to this day, I figure it out. And like I said, it was not the way I lead, but I've taken lessons from it.
That's really incredible. And now you moved also to entrepreneurship role, and you are your own boss. And I know that you have a lot of challenges, but what I would like to learn from you, because I think people can really profit from them. You are extremely active. You have an outstanding podcast. You are creating outstanding content. You are a fantastic keynotes. You are doing fantastic keynotes, the LinkedIn course that you mentioned earlier. How, and you are a mother, and how can you ensure to have the positive well-being, that you are feeling healthy, that you still get enough energy to do everything what you're doing? Do you have some ingredients that you can share with us?
It's called pickleball. Do they play that near you? Do you know the game?
It's similar, but you can quickly explain that for the European people.
It's a joke, but not. So pickleball is a game. It's kind of the between ping pong and tennis, kind of in the middle. And last year, when corporate left me, it was my first time out of corporate in 25 years. And I was grieving. It came very suddenly because of board cuts. And a friend of mine said, come play pickleball. And I was like, nah. And I said, finally, after her nagging me, okay, I'll go. And it was a game changer because I got to meet a lot of people. It's very social. I got to do something where I wasn't in front of my phone and computer. I got to run around and fitness and laugh at ourselves, laugh at others. And so I continued playing, and that really balanced me more than I really understood. And it's there's a pickleball effect, I like to call it. And so that's really what helped me break away from the emotions and sometimes feeling stuck. And even today, when I get frustrated by something that's out of my control, just leave, just stop, just pause. That's the lesson.
Thank you very much. And now, two nasty questions, but I'm sure you will find a great way to answer them. You left the corporate world. What is the one thing that you would like, if you would have the opportunity, to keep from this corporate world?
Well, I would say two answers. I'd like to keep, and I do keep, the relationships. I have friends that were coworkers that turned into lifetime friends from many jobs. And so I keep those, and they're important to me. The other thing I want to say that I want to encourage your listeners is that figure out your passion projects, figure out what you love besides your corporate role or any job. Because I started a blog, I didn't know if anyone would ever read it, in 2016, doing CX Right. And it was while I was working full time. And because I started that as a hobby at nights and weekends, and then I was a guest on podcasts, 50 shows, and obviously then started my own. But by doing that while I was working full time in my spare time, it put me in a position these years later to be known for what I care about. And anybody can do that.
That's true. And yes, I can understand you. I can really understand you very well. And something from the corporate world where you would say never again.
I'll never sell my soul. What I mean by that is there were times I did not get promoted because I had my side passion projects. I was not monetizing them at the time. And I was so sad that I wasn't getting a promotion, even though I was absolutely deserving, and other situations. And I said, I'm willing to give up my doing CX Right because I want you to believe in me that I'm fully here, which I was during my work hours, absolutely wholeheartedly. And I just feel, looking back, that was dumb on my part. Don't sell your soul. And if the people around you question you, that sometimes it's not even personal, sometimes it's their baggage, do not sell your soul and stop what you love. You're just in the wrong room.
Stacey, I would have a few hundred additional questions to ask you, but taking care of the time, we are coming to an end of this game. But in the extra time, I still have three questions for you. Fast forward, in 10 years from now, we are back on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. What we are discussing about?
We are discussing how the world is more compassionate in and out of the workplace. We're talking about how we've figured out how AI can make our lives easier and gives us more time to focus on relationships and not hide behind the robots. And we're also talking about the next generation who is benefiting because of the work we are doing.
That's a great future where I would like to work, I would like to be, but for sure, I would love to have you back earlier and not in 10 years, but next year.
Thank you.
What's the best way to contact you, to find you?
Yes, my website has so much content, free content for people, as well as ways to work with me for your workshops and speaking and mentorship and content partnership. And that is doingcxright.com. That's doingcxright.com. And I'm very active on LinkedIn, all social media channels, but LinkedIn is my main source. Thank you.
And to the audience, you will find all this information also in the show notes. Stacey, you should place again your LinkedIn course.
Yes, yes, my LinkedIn course. See, you could tell I'm not a salesperson. I just show up, but thank you to you. Yes, my LinkedIn course that is live on LinkedIn called, just Google my name or search my name, Stacey Sherman. And also, at the end of this year, you will also see a book all about journey management. And I'm excited to talk about that at a future state.
Oh, that's great. I'm looking forward to this discussion and my podcast. You can join every time to share that with the audience. But now we are coming to the last question. Is Stacey's golden nugget? It's something that we discussed or something new to leave to the audience?
I'm going to try to come up with something that's not repetitive because everybody says the same thing in different languages. I would say I'm going to reflect on this past year, and that is the power of pausing. Don't have knee-jerk reactions. Stop. Put yourself in a timeout. I did that this year in my professional life to figure out what do I really want to do this next half? And I want people to realize that pausing, whether it's a customer that made you frustrated, a colleague, a family member, your own professional identity, pause, because then you really are able to show up for others and yourself better. And that's a lesson I got all this past year.
The only thing that I can say is thank you very much, Stacey, for being on this show. It was a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And to the audience for today, it's everything. I hope that you enjoyed this discussion as much as I did. Please really feel free to contact Stacey, to follow Stacey on LinkedIn and have a look at Stacey's LinkedIn course. We love feedback. Please let us know what you think about this episode. Thank you very much and bye-bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth. Subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business. We are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you.